And it would have actually a tracing burn. It would still be burning, so you could actually watch it. And then you hear...
Small group of around 22 teachers sit around a table, the room littered with small models of rockets. At the front of the room, Phil Eberspeaker, chief of the Sounding Rockets program at Wallops Island Flight Facility, is giving a lecture. And he remarks on the moment when a rocket launch conducted in Australia went awry.
And then all of a sudden, everybody, without saying a word, ran inside the blockhouse because that light wasn't moving, which meant it was coming right back at you. And it landed about a quarter mile away. It didn't come back all the way, but I mean, it was like, I mean, everybody's mind must have been working at the exact same speed because I know it was going through my mind. Yeah, it's not moving.
Most of the teachers are from high schools around the country, and they learn about rocket dynamics from thrust to stability. The teachers and students even construct rockets of their own.
They actually build a experimental high-powered rocket, and then they fly an experiment in it, an electronic package. We want to make sure it's stable, so they'll swing it over their head with a string to make sure it points in the right direction. They run computer simulations to see how high it'll go and to make sure it's stable, so they do all the same sort of things we do at NASA.
And some even put together educational experiments for this week's rocket launch from Wallops. While there is a technical side of the lectures, there is also an inspirational one. An Eberspeaker hopes that the teachers will take that back to their students.
And so I try to convey some exciting things that teachers can do to spark the imagination of the kids. And I also, it's very important to make sure that there's a linkage between the real world and the math and science they're learning, so it means more to them.
The 22 teachers come from across the country, three from the Eastern Shore. And many have come to see the actual launch of the Terrier-improved Orion suborbital sounding rocket from NASA's launch pad at the Wallops Island facility this week. This is the first time for Mary Norton, who teaches chemistry and AP physics at Mardella Middle and High School.
Just the excitement. I mean, this is really something, you know, once in a lifetime you're going to be able to see. You're not going to be able to go on Wallops Island usually and see the launch, to be right there. And I think that's what, you know, my main thing I'll be taking away from here. This is just so cool.
There are also old hands like Tony Goodyear, who teaches astronomy and earth science at Parkside High in Salisbury. He says every time he comes, he is overwhelmed by the new technology.
The amount of technology is over the top, and if I can just give them a thimbleful of what I learned this week, it'll be tremendous more in their advantage as well.
Meanwhile, Curtis Dunn teaches technical and engineering drawing at Arcadia High School, not far from the Wallops facility. For him, it's the opportunities that might be available to his students that excites him.
A lot of science that doesn't necessarily match the vision people have of the Eastern Shore. I've learned a lot about what the opportunities are here for the local people.
But more than anything else, it's the practical knowledge that these teachers can use to excite their students. Tony Goodyear from Parkside says he expects his students to become enthusiastic competitors.
They always want to do the rockets. They always want to do the skills and see and go highest. The competition is there. The technology, they want to make it better, faster, and so forth. And other, anyone else. So the competition makes a big advantage there, too.
Since this is the first time for Mary Norton from Mardella, she says she definitely plans to see some rocket building when she gets back into the classroom.
Having the actual hands-on experience will be just wonderful. And they'll be able to build their own rockets and send them up. And they've given us all the information to purchase the kits, and you know, maybe we can put that in the funding and do some of this on our own.
So you hope to maybe that a couple of your students might be able to build some rockets?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, oh, we're doing this.
This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.